And I would just note that when we pulled up the presentation before, the first slide that comes up flashes on the screen rather quickly, and it's our disclosure information. You have no conflict of interest, and since I was a substitute, they didn't have a slide, and I have no conflict of interest for anything during this presentation. And you will have time to ask all the speakers questions at the end. Dr. Stephen Klein is the Assistant Secretary of the Office of Health Information Technology for the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. The goal of the North Carolina Health Information Technology Program is to facilitate the development of statewide interoperable health information systems that will ultimately improve health and healthcare in North Carolina. Dr. Klein is charged with coordinating health information technology efforts across state government and other key stakeholders statewide. Dr. Klein served as Deputy State Health Director from 2006 to 2010 in the Division of Public Health in the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. From 1999 to 2006, Dr. Klein served as Chief of the Epidemiology Section in the North Carolina Division of Public Health, where he led the state's public health response to Hurricane Floyd, bioterrorism, SARS, and other public health emergencies. Would you please welcome Dr. Stephen Klein.
Joyce. So, good morning. So, the first thing you'll notice, I'm a career public healther, but I'm not an IT geek. But I can tell you, I have grown to love and appreciate what those people with technical expertise to help provide health IT services really done for us. But I accepted the governor's invitation to step outside of public health because I really believe health IT is a new frontier for public health that we really need to embrace, and I hope to show you why about that this morning. So I'm going to quickly, and a warning, I've got too many slides, but I'll try to go through them quickly, and they'll be on your available on your fobs, I guess, for a future reference. So thank you for that. I'll try to give you a little context about health IT in general and what it looks like in North Carolina, then a little bit about how North Carolina public health is organized, and that's important as we talk about some of the examples of where we're new programs that health IT has actually enabled in North Carolina. So you've probably already heard a little bit about this if you went to any of the other sessions. I won't spend much time on this, but North Carolina's 10th largest state. Probably most important from this is to understand that we are very urban and rural in North Carolina. A number of communities are poor and isolated, and health IT represents a real opportunity for them. And, you know, despite being 10th largest in relative prosperity, we only are 35th in overall health indicators in the nation. So we've got our work to do. So just not really hypothetical questions, but something to think about a little bit is how little we have really embraced health IT in the medical and public health world. I heard a recent quote that we are second only behind the mining industry for how well we've embraced health IT. And we don't accept that in any other aspect of our lives. If you think about our phones, our banking, our, you know, everything we do, IT is such an integral part of how we live and work, and it's just not that way in health. We have wonderful technology for interventions, medical interventions in health care, but in terms of operating the healthcare system, we really have a long way to go. So what we ask in North Carolina is, how are we going to make a change in that? How are we going to get into this century of technology? And will the federal plan work here in North Carolina? So the health IT goals are really no different than the health reform goals, if you look at these. And in fact, you know, if you heard Don Berwick yesterday, these really represent the triple aim of trying to improve health, improve care, and do it at a lower cost. I think health IT was Mike McGinnis number 6 in his top 10 of where the future was going with public health and medical care. North Carolina received our fair share of federal funding under the HITECH Act. In fact, we got some funding in all the categories that were made available to the states. So all told, we're looking at over $1 billion of federal investment in North Carolina health IT infrastructure and programs in the state. All that is to say, you know, we think we can be a pretty good test bed for how things could work, should work, and try out a number of different scenarios. I'm sure not unlike many of you in your own home states, these new health IT initiatives didn't land on a barren landscape. There was already an existing environment that we were having to operate in. But for the most part, I would say public health has been in the, traditionally multiple siloed systems of multiple sizes, unevenly used and distributed across your state, and most of these systems were really devoted to reimbursement, either billing or claims, and really not about how to improve health. A few bright points in North Carolina: we really have agreed as a state and believe in it in how we practice, that quality has really got to be the driver, or said another way, as you heard Don Berwick, put the patient first. If we're going to do things that help improve health and the patient at the center of that, quality will come, and then cost reduction will happen. I'm going to spend a little time talking about some innovative programs, particularly our community care in North Carolina, which is an enhanced medical home managed care program that started in Medicaid but has grown beyond that. Our North Carolina legislature has spoken and actually passed a law in North Carolina last year that says everyone will be a part of this evolving health information exchange landscape unless you specifically opt out. So their goal, which we embrace, is that the more people who are part of the system, the more information we have, the better we're going to be able to make good decisions. I'm sure, like the rest of you, we have large academic medical centers and integrated delivery networks who have vast resources, for the most part, in developing systems. But whether or not they talk to each other in this competitive environment and whether or not they work with public health is another question, and we have the same issue here. North Carolina's payer mix is a little different and maybe a little simpler than some of you. We have really a low penetration of managed care. We have a large private insurer that if you add them to the state Medicaid and state employees' health plan, you really get about 70% coverage. So if we want to do anything with the payers in North Carolina, we better get Blue Cross Blue Shield to the table, which is good and bad. Good when they agree with you, not so much if they don't. So North Carolina, and I know other states are similar, is really living out the concept that public health must be more integrated with clinical care and medical providers if we're really going to be relevant and sustainable. So in North Carolina, our local health departments actually provide a good bit of primary care. In many cases, I think there's over 54 of our 85 health departments that actually are primary care, part of their local care network, and providing clinical care. But all of our health departments and all of public health in North Carolina is involved in population health. So what I'm going to talk a little bit about is sort of where we are in both of those roles and where we're trying to move. So the first one is public health as a clinical provider. We do have 100 counties in North Carolina, 85 local health departments serving all 100 counties, so we have a few district health departments. They have limped along in a management information system that we call HIS, which included some of their billing for clinical care, but also their reporting, required reporting to the state. We are in the process of implementing a new HIS system that actually started before high tech. So it does create a little bit of problem as we try to retrofit meaningful use into the HIS system that many health departments, particularly our smaller and rural health departments, are dependent on for their management information systems. 15 are using other software besides the HIS, and only about 20% of our local health departments even have an electronic health record. Now, that's changing, and they're all looking at where they're going to go, but right now, we're not even prepared to be able to be a full partner with our medical providers in sharing information. So where are we trying to get with our clinical aspects of public health in the new world? The promise is that Health IT will bring us a chance to really be integrated with the system and become a valued partner in your community for healthcare. healthcare systems of the future with accountable care organizations and bundled payments and shared savings are going to have a greater emphasis on how we all work together as a team. And we've heard that throughout the conference so far, is that really is the future. And public health is going to have to be equipped to play on the same playing field as many of these other clinical providers if we really plan to bring the public health agenda to the table. I think we all recognize that hospitals are figuring out that they're going to be measured and penalized for hospital readmissions. It's just one example. And that really, hospital readmissions are more dependent on what happens outside the hospital than what happens in the hospital before they're discharged. So they are embracing these new partnerships, and hopefully public health is going to be one of those. So track two is our traditional public health, population health, that we really have been the keeper of the population's health for so long. It's really the basis of much of what we do in public health. I was at a conference last week and heard someone call it an oasis of goodness. And I kind of like that because I'm in this room with all these public health people, and I believe that. I believe we are like-minded, mission-driven people trying to really improve the health status of our communities. The oasis part bothers me because that really means we're still separate. We're still outside that. We really haven't figured out how to use population health in a way that is going to bring us to the table in a real meaningful way. Most of our systems are in population health. Were built separately, funded separately. You got to log into them and send the information to different places separately. They don't talk to each other. How are we ever going to get a real integrated view of our communities if we don't improve that? So the to-be world is just that, a much more integrated view where much of the data reporting is automated. Doesn't rely on a provider remembering to report this to public health. That data collection now comes in and becomes big data, not with just claims information, but now clinical information, and that we really learn how to use it better and improve analytics. So now I'd like to talk to you about three examples of where I think promising new models of care that involve public health can really be enabled by health information technology. And the first one is, we've already heard me mention Community Care of North Carolina. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this. I've already introduced it as this promising new program, which has been around for about 10 years now, but has gradually evolved, embraced more than just Medicaid. It started as a Medicaid managed care to try to look at who are our high-cost patients, and if we worked with them differently, couldn't we save the state Medicaid program some resources? That was pretty much immediately successful, and that program has grown over the years. They're now, Community Care of North Carolina is represented as 14 independent networks around the state, community networks with bylaws and a charter that requires them to collaborate with public health, social services, community health centers in their community, and providers enroll in that and become community CCNC, as we call it, providers within the state. So you can see there's over 1,500 participating primary care practices, many more physicians, and the number of covered lives in that is really approaching 2 million in our CCNC program. So patients sign up. First, a provider signs up to be a member of CCNC and commit to the values and the operations of CCNC as a primary care medical home. And for that, the PCC does receive a per member per month payment as an added incentive to be a part of that. And then patients enroll and get a medical home. So interestingly, what happened in the evolution of CCNC was these 14 networks were all working independently to do the best they could locally, and they realized that they were all looking for some of the same information, collecting some of the same information, and spending their own resources in trying to, you know, bring that information to the provider in a way that would make it actionable and usable at the for care decisions. And so much of that was duplicate expenditures. So they decided as a group of 14 networks to invest their independent resources into creating a central unit called the CCNC Informatics Center. And so now there's many more resources combined to develop the kind of informatics and and systems approach to taking care of the CCNC patients. So I like this sort of slogan of theirs of having the right patient at the right time, in the right setting, the right information, and a right care team is really what the Informatics Center is enabling. This is a technical diagram if you're interested, but it basically just shows all the different data sources that are coming into the Informatics Center, how it gets repackaged and made available to providers in the network at their point of care through a variety of portals and analytic tools and a program called CMIS, which is the Management Information System for the Community Care of North Carolina. So what that has done is really foster and enable some new models of care, a new way of working that has really helped move North Carolina down the path a little bit. I'm going to talk, I have slides mostly on one of those, but there are really two of those that are worth mentioning today. But the first one is Care Coordination for Children, or CC4C as we call it, and the other is Pregnancy Home Initiative. And they're both basically the same concept of and this one is the newest one, so I'm focusing on that one, is really identifying who is at risk among the patient population that you are working with and assigning them a care coordinator or a specific support person that works both with the provider and the patient's circumstances to try to improve the outcomes that we're talking about. So this is not just a Medicaid program. So it is was started in the Medicaid program, but it is open to many other of the care providers in your community, which of course CCNC is as well. This is the eligibility criteria for who goes into the CC4C. The real targeted population we're trying to work with. And these are the performance measures. And this program has really been successful in the short year and 2 months that it's really been operational. It has improved all of our performance measures and, by the way, lowered the cost for Medicaid to take care of those. So that's the first one. The second one I said was Pregnancy Home in North Carolina. Same thing. It's a little older than CC4C, but it assigns a pregnancy coordinator in each one of those medical homes to really work with targeted patients and provide better care and reduce the cost of care. All right, the second broad area that I want to talk about, that was really about how public health can be a clinical partner in the medical care community. The second one is the NC PATH initiative, and this one is more directly related to their IT. And our problem in North Carolina was many of the providers that we depend on to take care of some of the most vulnerable patients in North Carolina are safety net providers, if you will. Some of those are public health, but some of them are independent rural providers, community health centers, rural health centers that really operate already on a shoestring, including our free clinics with free care. So a really innovative program that was enabled by our North Carolina Health Information Exchange, the NCHIE, which is our state-level health information exchange noun to accomplish the health information exchange verb at a state level, is the North Carolina HIE. In a collaborative program with the North Carolina HIE, with Blue Cross Blue Shield providing a leadership gift of almost $15 million, and Allscripts, we are now making available to those safety net providers, independent, non-affiliated, not part of a hospital, over 600 physicians and 40 free clinics in North Carolina, to pay for them to get electronic health records, to connect to the North Carolina HIE for health information exchange, and to commit to the values of a primary care, patient-centered medical home, and have as their driving principle this quality to improve health in the triple aim. It has been a great success so far. The EHR that they get is Allscripts My Way. The program pays for their EHR and their subscription to be an HIE for 5 years. It does automatically integrate with the HIE and really supports them meeting meaningful use, as you heard Nedra talk about. It does also provide some training along with this. This is the cost. If you're an individual provider, there are some legal constraints were paying for the whole thing, so they actually only pay for 85% of that, but the cost to free clinics is no cost at all. So these are the independent practices in North Carolina that are already a part of it. The red pins are the actual physician practices, and the blue are the free clinics in the state. And these are the ones that are in the pipeline. They're already committed to be a part of that. So 73 of those and 44 practices and 10 free clinics. So we're real excited about that. Again, I have to give appreciation to Blue Cross Blue Shield for investing almost $15 million into making this happen. And the last one I want to talk about, if I've talked a little bit about the clinical partnership with, in public health, second about how we get the providers that we are working with most often to be a part of the health IT world that is going to be there for exchange. And the last is our role as population health reporting. An example of that in North Carolina, again, is with our North Carolina Community Care group, and in particular the health information portal at the Informatics Center. So you can see it was built from a foundation of the partners and stakeholders that really were already out there doing this kind of work and realizing what needed to happen. This is not unlike what many of you, I think, are have in your own states, but it's a way of taking the data that you have in public health, combining it with some of our data from other partners, and presenting it in a way that is really useful. It's really the informatics that Ned was talking about. We've used a vendor that's working in many other states, but you're able to customize it and see what's really important to your state and share that information back with your community. So this is an example of mapping of morbidity by county and by practice within that. You can look at clinical quality and view it in different ways. You can look at the burden of disease by payer, or in this case Medicaid specifically, and by county. You can look at a specific disease state. Again, in this example mapped by county, you can look at hospital visits per 100,000 per 100 patients and get a sense of how the EDs are being utilized, overutilized in each of those communities. You can look at a specific inpatient need or problem such as asthma, and you can compare all that to national data. So I'm sure some of you have something similar to that in your state, but we're realizing how important that kind of population health informatics in taking huge amounts of data and turning that into compelling stories that help us do some good work in public health. There are a couple other things that North Carolina is working on that are on the horizon. We got one of the federal challenge grants to build a medication management system, again at our CC Informatics, but it is being made available to all providers in the state, and it's just beginning to roll out, called Pharmacy Home Initiative, where they will be able to see all the medications that a patient has been prescribed, including their fill history, whether they've been used in a pharmacy. You can determine compliance, interactions. It's a really slick system that North Carolina is developing. Our case investigation in NC Detect, which is a pretty innovative program that allows for about 50 hospitals in the state, our public health workers can actually log into the IT system in those primarily hospitals, but can log into their IT systems and do case investigation of something that has popped up during surveillance. Very innovative group. And then North Carolina has joined the group of other states that are a part of the data liberation movement. And that is, you know, we're not the only ones that can make good use of a lot of data that has traditionally been collected by governments and public health. If we make that available, that data more available and consumable, we actually will see a lot of innovation happen from that. So in closing, I just want to say we really can't do health reform without health information technology reform, and that's really what my message is to you today. We've got to figure out how to turn all of that health data into manageable, actionable information and make good use of that if we really want to change the world we're talking about. I do want to acknowledge the people that I work with in North Carolina that have helped me put this together and have built many of these systems, and without their leadership, we wouldn't be here as well. So. Thank you very much.